getting ready for the Titans coming to town. Should be a good test for us.
Change up preseason. How do you balance the need for, you know, having a quarterback wanting to put the right, you know, have the right play for the right defense against something that you just want to work on? You know, Jack's mentioned we want to be able to run against an eight-man front if we have to. Are there times where you just want the quarterback to go up and say, look, I don't care what the front is. We're going to run it anyway because that's what we need to
do. Oh, most definitely. Yeah, there's balance there. There's give and take. You want to get something out of the preseason, but you also want to work on some technique to be ready for that opener, in our case, down there in New Orleans. So there's balance. There's a fine line that we're, a chord that we're trying to strike there, for all positions, not just quarterback. Where guys can work on their techniques, work on their craft, but at the same time, we want to have success out there and, build some confidence.
With the lack of on-field time that you have these days since the advent of the new CBA, is it more difficult to get a running game going than it used to be because you can't be as physical either in the offseason or as the season comes along?
I don't know. I don't know if there's merit to that theory. I would say there's different theories. Different people have adapted differently to the new rules based on the new CBA. We have a lot more meetings standing up than we do sitting down. We do more walk-through meetings inside in big open spaces. So we're trying to adapt and adjust to the new rules just like everybody else is. But I think we've all gotten used to them. But I don't know that it hampers pass game, run game, or special teams, anything like that. Yep. It was too bad that he had a little knee injury last couple weeks. So there for a while, he was doing something spectacular each and every day in practice. And so it's good to have him back out there yesterday to try to – it really reminded us of what we've missed the last 2 weeks at practice with him not being there.
How fine is that line between using this third week of preseason as the dress rehearsal, but you're also facing a team that you're going to face so soon in the regular season in terms of showing – so many things and kind of staying vanilla?
Well, it's unique, especially to play them so early. If we were playing them in November or December, we'd probably just brush it under the rug. But the fact that it's going to be so early in the season, and then this game we really want to be our dress rehearsal and try to give our players a feel for what the regular season might be like. We just got to be smart in a lot of different areas.
Does it make it a little tougher then? Or you just have to be smart about it?
Yeah, it's not definitely not tougher. It's just another variable to consider and be on top of. Well, we've had a couple good plays here and there in Arizona and Green Bay, but we want to see more consistency and really just take that next step, towards facing New Orleans. Green Bay, we turned the ball over. We don't want to do that, so we want to get back in some good ball security habits and play some winning-type football.
Now, Derek had said that he likes to take chances, though, maybe make throws that he wouldn't normally make in the regular season. What's the level of importance, then, that in this game maybe he's stringing together some touchdowns.
Yeah, I think that's just part of the process of getting ready for the regular season. And like Derek said, that's something that all quarterbacks experience, whether it be practice or preseason games. There's a little trial and error to those examples, and we just want to keep getting better each and every week so we can really be peaking for New Orleans.
A lot of talk about how this is Derek's second year in this offense. In what ways does that really show up? Where's the payoff for you guys in terms of familiarity and what areas does that really stand out?
Well, you said it, the familiarity, not having to learn a new language, being around the block once before. So he's able to take it to the next level, take it to the graduate level from undergrad where he was last year and put his own spin on things. He can solve the problems almost before the problems emerge there at the line of scrimmage. He and Rodney Hudson both. We've definitely seen that day in and day out here in this second year.
So he has more input now in terms of what you guys want to do in offense?
Well, he definitely does. All the quarterbacks do, but even the position players, they've just got more turns at our concepts so they can anticipate the defense and how it's supposed to work out each and every time. Thanks, everybody.